set on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, December 29, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, did we get some rain. Froze over about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock this morning, then the snow started, white everywhere, high winds, unbelievable travel conditions this morning. If you're out in it, please slow down, downshift, just take your time. Unbelievable. Supposed to lighten up a little bit, probably about noon, 1 o'clock, right after the show today. And then who knows what's going to happen until they say possibly 1 o'clock on Wednesday morning. All day Tuesday, we're not really sure, potentially with the wind squalls, things coming in. Just unbelievable weather, so drive safe out there, stay warm, and take your time, slow down. Got a great show lined up for you today, kind of doing a final recap of 2025 for this entire week. But there were some bills, some things that came out. We talked about it last week, last Tuesday, with Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig. Well, it's official. The story came out Friday afternoon. Even the judge, Brock Schwartzel, made quote of the day from MERS News Service. Kind of interesting quote because it ties right in with a case Iron Pig Smokehouses had against the health department, as well as the statutes, the laws themselves. Quote of the day was, there will be more public health emergencies in the future. As sure as thunder follows the lightning. End quote, said Michigan Court of Appeals Judge Brock Schwartzel, after holding that the Iron Pig's lawsuit challenging the local COVID-19 health orders were now moot. No. Actually, they're not. But this was the justification for it. Michigan Court of Appeals panel held last week that Otsego County Barbecue Restaurant's lawsuit challenging the local health department's pandemic-related orders is moot. Judge Brock Schwartzel concurred in last Monday's judgment, but he would have addressed more Murphy Hospitality's claims challenging the constitutionality of the provision, which authorized local health departments to issue orders regarding an imminent danger, quote unquote, to the public health. Because any decision by this panel on the merits of those claims would be summarily vacated by our Supreme Court. Per its recent order in the TNV Associates versus Director of Health and Human Services case, there's little to be gained by this panel reaching the merits, but make no mistake, this is an unjust state of affairs. Unjust state of affairs, quote, end quote. Well, Judge Swartzel, I got a very simple question for you. If it's unjust, why don't you fix it? We're going to continue on this story here. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Continuing on with this appellate court decision going against the Iron Pig Smokehouse last week, the rationale the court used was that in the TNV Associates versus the Director of Health and Human Services, because that case was thrown out for them not having legal standing, because the company, TNV Associates, they're out of business. The executive orders by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, the directives from the health director, the director of health and human services, basically caused that company to go out of business, to shut down. It was a catering company. They were told not only could they not prepare food, but they couldn't travel with the food, and then they couldn't serve the food to groups of people that were gathering together during the China virus. Well, in that case, the Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the catering company's lawsuit, challenging the state health director's now defunct pandemic orders. Those orders included limiting restaurant operations to 50% of occupancy and closing at 10 p.m. at night. Well, they were a catering company. They didn't have sit-down dinners available in their building like the Iron Pig does, nor were they open after 10 o'clock at night, which the Iron Pig Smokehouse is and was at the time the health orders were issued. Now, the main reason the Supreme Court threw out the TNV case is because the issue was moot since the health orders were rescinded. So they felt, as of November 4th of last year, 2024, all these cases should go away. Well, Judge Schwartzel believes the constitutionality of the relevant statute, quote, was unquestionably a matter of public significance, end quote. And he took issue with the Supreme Court majority's decision not to consider the merits of the claims because the emergency had ended, but was concerned that more orders like these could come in the future. This is where the quote of the day kicked in. There will be more public health emergencies in the future, as sure as the thunder follows the lightning. We live in increasingly global, interconnected societies with emerging biohazards and technologies for which we have very few effective guardrails. I do not agree with the Supreme Court majority in the TNV Associates case, but at the moment, there seems to be nothing else to see here. And so they ruled against the Iron Pig's lawsuit. But it's completely misguided. Completely misguided. Because, like Ian Murphy said on the show last Tuesday, the order against the Iron Pig is still in effect. Northwest Michigan Health Department still has a standing order to shut down the Iron Pig. It has never, never been rescinded. But Ian Murphy refused to shut down anyway and kept the restaurant open, which he does up till today. Downtown Iron Pig Smokehouse is open for business. Always has been. The new location, totally operating just fine like every other restaurant in our community. But the statute and the health department order still is in place. And this is why they're taking it to court, and now they're considering whether they're going to appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. I agree with Ian. Judge Brock Schwartzel, you and the other two judges on the Court of Appeals panel, you got it wrong. Flat out. just because the pandemic's over and these orders have been now deemed defunct doesn't mean you still have to deal with the statute that still gives the health department the ability to shut things down regarding their opinion, their decision that we have imminent danger. Doesn't make any sense. So we'll continue to follow this story. We'll continue talking with Ian Murphy to see if, in fact, they are going to appeal this to the Supreme Court. And I was just texted that Simple Radio just went down. Okay, we may have some issues out at the transmitter site. So for those of you listening, hopefully you'll still be able to hear me on the TuneIn app. Yep, for some reason, it is unavailable. Also, if you're listening on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, send me a text message that you're still hearing me on the radio. Because we may have lost service. I'm not really sure. Just went off the air. Okay, then. Well, I'm going to keep doing the show. Let's see if the TuneIn app is working. May have to switch over to the TuneIn app. Okay, yes, we lost power out at the transmitter site. Let's see if TuneIn is working. Okay. Let's see. One other follow-up to this story, and it's kind of interesting. The decision will be made by Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney. They're going to have to decide whether or not they want to continue this case or not. Well, all I can tell you is it will take a lot of time and it will take a lot of money. So we'll definitely see. And we'll continue talking with Ian about it and let you guys know their decision. Another short story I'm going to get into real quick. A media company says that the Detroit Lions copied a trademark. A Plymouth Media Entertainment company filed a trademark infringement lawsuit against the Detroit Lions. U.S. Events alleges its own Motor City Muscle trademark for live musical concerts and uses it to celebrate the city's historic creation and love of muscle cars and rock music. But the Lions organization improperly used that trademark on the team's black alternate jersey. According to the complaint, the process of the trademark has been settled in precedent law for years. Going on, they said that this was a blatant violation of their trademark. According to the complaint, which was filed in the U.S. District Court's Eastern District, the media company wants the Lions to stop using the phrase and its associated images. Company also wants the Lions to pay the full amount the team received in gross revenues and profits derived from using the trademark. The lawsuit claims that the U.S. Events registered trademark from October of 2008 and was renewed in November of 2017. Well, in April last year, 2024, the Detroit Lions unveiled new jerseys, which are themed and promoted under the same name, Motor City Muscle. The lawsuit claims that not only did the Lions use the exact same color schemes and striping as the Motor City Muscle trade dress for their jerseys, but they directly copied the plaintiff's trademark. Even hosted a live event featuring rock music and muscle cars to announce these jerseys. The complaint comes from Detroit attorney Paul Wilk Jr. and reads, "The Detroit Lions stole the plaintiff's established branding to rally its fan base. In addition, they sold jerseys, they sold hats, and many other items which they derived a profit." U.S. Events said it sent a cease and desist letter to the Lions back on October 2024, again in February, and then again in September before the season started this year. But the team ignored the letters and instead continued using U.S. Events trademark in its promotions, social media, and even wearing the jerseys during the games. In addition to trademark violations, the 8-count complaint alleges claims of unfair competition, unfair and deceptive trade practices. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where this ends up going after the U.S. District Court's Eastern District opinion. Now, just so you guys know, TuneIn app is working, and I believe the website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com, is working as well. But evidently, we may have lost power. Yeah, Steve says you're still on the TuneIn app. So I'll check with my engineer and see. Christine Gray, the website is fine. YourDefendingFathers.com. Phyllis, yes, we are live today. Yeah, TuneIn app is working just fine. Christian Marcus, loud and clear on TuneIn. He also had a comment about the Ian Murphy lawsuit. The Health Department Board should formulate some sort of guidance in their rules regarding the actions of a department head in relation to standing orders. That would match the judge's decisions. But again, that shutdown complaint is still pending, still standing against the Iron Pig. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you this hour by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job.